I have a closing thought here that I want to share with you, if I can find it. Christmas and Easter, I guess that's why we have what we call C&E Christians, because the story of Christmas and the story of Easter is sort of common among the people. They might not have a faith relationship or anything, but they know the kind of the stories about Christmas and Easter. And you think about the storytelling and how there wasn't no written scripture when Jesus was ministered. Most of the Torah and so forth, but the upcoming of the new church wasn't written until 40, 50 years later. And it was all done by oral storytelling. So I don't think there's anything more miraculously than the story of the incarnation and the story of Christ and the way that he came and through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. It's we don't have a religion. We have a relationship, a personal relationship with the living God through Christ, which separates us. And that's the good news. And we don't have a monopoly on the Christian faith as Wesleyan Methodists, but we have a wonderful history of telling the old, old story of Jesus and his love. And we all have individual faith stories. And I want to encourage you. I know Tina gave her faith story not long ago, and I gave my faith story. And I want to encourage you to, you don't have to do the whole church service. Maybe just one morning, just say, "Preacher, I want to share my little story," and just come and encourage somebody around you with your own personal faith story, because it's your story, nobody else's. And nobody can challenge your faith, because you know your faith. You know how Christ has touched you in your life. So I'd like to encourage you to do that. So with that, we're going to close this morning. And during storytelling time, we said, "This is my story, this is my song. Jesus is my story, and Jesus is also my song. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it." Amen.